Mekudas Sicha is Chelik Tazayin, Parsha Mekudas Sicha Aleph. Shingret Fil Mobir, it was already discussed many times, as Rashi B'Pirushi Al HaTorah stelt sich up, that Rashi, in his commentary on the Torah, addresses Uniz Mefarish and explains Yeder Inyan and Velachen as Feld Bir B'Pshudus Al Mikra. He explains every matter that needs explanation. At, on the level of Pshutus Mikra, und wenn Rashi hat nicht keine Hasbara, and if he doesn't have an explanation about some difficulty, if an Indian in Pshutus Mikra schreibt er, any day he writes, I don't know what the meaning of this is or what the explanation is, a kiyetzibay, or something similar to that. Belachain, and therefore, based on this rule, b'shas is faran an inye vazet oy shverim pshat haksuvim, if there is a matter which seems difficult to understand in the psukim, Rashi bavarantus nishan, Rashi does not address it. Muzman zogen eins von zwei, we have to say either one of these two answers. Other as al pshutus mikra is thus melachat chilek in kashanish. Either that according to the simple meaning of the psukim, there is no question here to begin with. Other or the alternatively. As thus is Muzver al Pirush Rashi Shulafanav, or that it's already been explained in a previous Rashi. In the Itzige Sedris, so now we come to our Sedris that we are dealing with now by Yaakov Kodeis Da, and in Yavas is Nishmuvan al Pipshutash of Mikra, there is a thing which, a matter which is seems to be difficult according to the simple meaning of the Psukim. Or Rashi Stelt Sech Nish Daivdem Bipirushay, and Rashi does not address this matter. And thus is, what is the question? In Parshas Vayakel, the Tzel de Teire, the Moshe Rabbeinu Atibigi Geben Tzeiden, dem Eibishnus Tzivoy of Trumas HaMishkun, umet Ale Pratim. In Parshas Vayakel, it relates that that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over to the Yidden all those commands which he had gotten from Hashem in regards to the donations for the Mishkan. And when he relates it to the Yidden, it was already related to him with all the detail in the previous parshas of Truma, Tzava, and so on. But when it's repeated that now Moshe Rabbeinu told it to the Yidden, he tells it to them, and the Torah re-records all the details. Chumi itchem Truma, take donations, and so on. Bring in zov kesev, you should bring gold and silver, etc. All the other 15 materials. From Alechas HaMishkan for the work that needs to be done on the Mishkan, with the Nochtim Tzivui of Asiyas HaMishkan, the Kalev. Then it relates how Moshe Rabbeinu also told them about the building of the Mishkan and its implements. And Oichel Hopartayim, there also the Pasuk repeats all the details of each part of the Mishkan, how Moshe Rabbeinu told them, this is what Hashem told me to do, and he says all the details again. Nachdem the Zell the Torah, then the Torah tells us the Yidden haben gebracht in the Dover from Lechas HaMishkan, that the Yidden brought those donations, und the noch ver the Zell the Beprotius, and then the Torah tells us, and again in full detail, wie de Chachme Leiv haben gemacht am Mishkan, how the wise men, the people that were talented and so on, built the Mishkan, the Yiriyas, about the curtains, on Al Klei Mishkan and all of the other Kalim in the Mishkan of Pasha Seinu, and then when it gets to our Pasha Pekudei, the Big De Kohuna tells us in detail how they made the Big De Kohuna. Basel Chayre Voltas must be given. It would seem that it would be enough. It would have been adequate when the Torah zogt bekitzer as Moshe Rabbeinu tibigem tzedidin the ganze tzivui fun eibeshnef nidvas vasiyas Mishkan. The Torah simply could have said, in the Parsha Truma and so on, it gives us all the details of what should be collected and what should be done and how it should be made. And the Torah could have followed up by saying, and Moshe Rabbeinu told all the Yidden to do, what Hashem had told him to do. Vazeira Pradim Zainadu Oisfilachinim Tzivui Funim Eibishten, which the details of which we know from the command when Hashem told Moshe what needs to be done, there it's all spelled out in great detail. The Parsha Truma Tetzaveh and Sisa, in those three parshas, in the Noach Zolstein by Yasuv and Yisroel is Kolash Tzivah Hashem as Moshe, and then it could follow up by saying that first it should say Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden everything that Hashem had told him to do. Then it should say, and the Yidden did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do. Adonachme b'kitzur, it could have been even more with more shorter, even with less detail. It could have said, Nochem d'tzelun tzivya HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, after in the first three parshas it tells us in detail what Hashem told Moshe to do. It could have said Zol Shtein b'yasu b'nei Yisrael k'chol asher tzivya Hashem es Moshe. It could have said, and the Yidden did everything that Hashem told Moshe that they should do. In other words, you can cut out even another pasuk. Not that you have to say that Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden everything that Hashem had told him to do, and then to say that the Yidden did everything that Moshe Rabbeinu told him to do, that could be also compressed into one pasuk. The Yidden did everything that Hashem told Moshe that they should do. As we find in a number of places in the Torah, as we find in these Sedras itself. Why do all these details have to be spelled out once again? Both when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Yidden what they need to do, and then again when they were doing it, and they did, and then it goes again into the full detail. More so since we find at the beginning of Parsha VaYakel, Rashi says Kfar Pirashti Nidvas HaMishkon Malachte B'Mokam Tzabaisam. Rashi says that he's not going to explain all the details of the Mishkan again, because he's already explained them where Hashem told Moshe what he needs to do. As in the parashas is nishtaken chiddush. In other words, Rashi is saying there's nothing new here that I need to explain, because I explained it all previously. I have the Friedige parashas. There's nothing new here which is not there in the earlier parashas in the Riber. Therefore, he has nothing to add by explaining it here. So therefore, the question becomes even greater. If so, that Rashi doesn't find the need to explain any of it. In other words, that Rashi doesn't want to repeat it. And certainly, that the Torah doesn't have to repeat all of this again. If even Rashi doesn't find the need to repeat it again, and then a third time, ha'omor is a shaila pshuta in pshuta shel mikra. This is a very simple, obvious question in the pshuta shel mikra. Velech v'shtelt zich kama p'farsha teira. In fact, a number of the commentaries do ask the question. On in Rashi gefind men ish kein hasvara of them. Rashi doesn't address this at all. Doesn't explain it at all. Nish betchilas einin parsha v'yakel. Neither at the beginning of this whole repetition, series of repetitions, which is at the beginning of Yaakov, nor at the end of the conclusion of these repetitions in our Seder Pekudei. Well, befratas lefneze in Parshav Sisa, and certainly this question becomes more because earlier in Parshav Kisisa shtelts Rashi up. We find in Parsha Kisisa that Rashi addresses when the Torah repeats a few words, just a few words, and Rashi says, why does the Torah repeat it? The fact that the Torah says three times you shouldn't cook a goat in its mother's milk, why does it repeat it three times? So how many words is that? It's five words. And so Rashi has to address it and has to find a reason why it's repeated. And here, where we have lengthy repetitions of entire sections of the Torah, never mind five words, entire parshas are repeated. And Rashi doesn't find any need to explain why it's all being repeated again. Perhaps we could say, as alkoponim, a chelik von der Shaila vert verempfet, alpipesh Rashi in unser Parsha, that at least somewhat the answer to this question could be understood from something that Rashi says in our Parsha. If in Pasuk, Ubetzalel ben Uri v'goymer oses kol ha-shatziva Hashem es Moshe, that when Betzalel did everything that Hashem had commanded Moshe to do, zok Rashi. On this pasuk Rashi says, as Moshe tzivu l'Betzalel lasis tchila kelim, Moshe, when he told Betzalel what to do, he said, first he spelled out the kelim, the Oren and so on. Ba'achakach Mishkan, and then he said to do the Mishkan. That's how he listed it. He gave him the details of building the Mishkan itself. Omele Betzalel, so Betzalel said, Minhag Elam lasis tchila bayis. The way of the world is, first you build a house, ba'achakach masim kelim b'toicha, and then you bring in kelim. So why are you telling me to make the kelim first and then to build the building itself? Amalei, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Kach shemaitim v'kodesh baruch hu. This is indeed how I heard it from Hashem. So in other words, he acknowledged that this was the correct way. V'chein asa, and in fact, that's how Betzalel ended up doing it. Hamishkan tchila, first he built the Mishkan, v'achakach asa kelim, and then he made the kelim. And that's how the Torah says that Betzalel did. First he built the Mishkan, and then it goes on to the kelim. So in other words, that it's bringing out a change in the way Moshe Rabbeinu recorded it and how it actually got ended up doing being done. Volpning can for inference, so therefore we could answer perhaps Ados is the tam. First by Asiyas Hamishkan bepeil vert nochamol. Vert nochamol oiskerechend ala protim al prote Hamishkan bekelim. That this is the reason why all of this is being spelled out once again. Vorum dafke durch dem vetmen zetmen vivetzalot mahaper gibenem seder, because it's through this that we now know that Betzalel did it in the reverse order, as we read it in Parshat Truma. So therefore, the Torah repeats it so that we'll understand that Betzalel did it in the reverse order, and that's why if he hadn't repeated Vayas, he just did everything that he was told, we wouldn't know about this whole thing. From them, Oifen Vises, Oizgestelt, Leuten Tzivu in Parshat Truma, that he did it differently than it was told, related in Parshat Truma. Ungemacht, Frieh, the Mishkan, and the Kelim, and that he did first the Mishkan and then after the Kelim. And that's why it's repeated. So if we want to answer that, Oben Oisiv of them, Vasilfize, is Nachalzish Mavur, Favos the Torah, Darf, Oisrechne, the Protem, Bab Sipr, Vimosha, Tibigigem, the Eden, them Tzivoy of Nidvasam Mishkan, and of Asiyash, the Mishkan, the Kelim. Because first of all, in addition to the fact that the question of why Moshe Rabbeinu repeated when he's told the Yidden what they are, what they need to donate and how everything should be made, which is before Betzalel started making it, there too it's all repeated again. So then why does he have to repeat it there? It should have only repeated it when that Betzalel made everything and in the order that Betzalel made it, and then we would understand that. So it still doesn't explain why the second repetition, although it does explain the third repetition somewhat. And it still doesn't answer either, even about when Betzalel made it, why it goes into such great detail. Because Aleph Tzalib Dem is genug the Chelik Asiba Beteir was the Tzel Dem and Hotem zum Ersten gemacht dem Mishkan und dann auch hat man angeben machen der Kelim. To be able to bring out this point that Betzalel reversed the order, it could have simply said Vayas Betzalel is ha Mishkan, and then he said and then Vayas is ha Kelim or whatever. In brief, aber das Zipa wegen das Asiyas ha Kelim befrat Asiyas wieg de Kehuna, but to go into the whole detail of making all the Kelim again, all it had to say was he made the Mishkan and then he made the Kelim. But to tell us all the details of the Kelim again, and especially the Big De Kohuna, which are unrelated to this whole thing, which is discussed in Parsha Pekudei, is doch in dem nicht gewen kein Shina v'chidush b'asiyus Betzalel. There was nothing new or unique or novel about the way Betzalel did it, and therefore why repeat that? Beis. The Iker, and a second question, and this is even more important. In order to tell us about the change in the order that first he made the Mishkan and then he made the Kelim, is nish noitik darichus from the prote advarim in the rasiya zeyamos, and especially that in the way that the Torah tells it, it tells how, what size each keli was and so on, the height and the width and so on, all that is certainly not necessary to be repeated, even if you're going to repeat at least that he made the keli. Nochmer, even more, noch the achpolos haprotim hanau that then is kumpe parshenitz of a yaviu es hamishkan ol meisha. Then after telling us again about the repeating of all the details of all these kelim, in our parsha it says, and they brought the Mishkan to Moshe. So here comes a third question. It tells us what, yet again, all the details of the Mishkan and the kelim, that when they brought it to Moshe. And Dalid, so in other words, why does it repeat it here? We already know the order in which Bezalel did it. Dalid, and a fourth question, Nochdem, is the Pasuk Esh Mesayim, and then after all this, now the Torah says, K'chol HaShetziv HaShem Es Moshe, K'enos V'nei Yisrael Es Kol HaAvayda, as Hashem had told Moshe, so the Yidden did all of the work. In other words, in the end, the Torah does tell us they did everything as Hashem had commanded. So then why was there a need to have all the details in the middle? So, the Bir Bazeh B'Pashtus, the explanation of this in a very simple way, the Mishkan V'Kelev is from the Inyonim Achi Ikrim V'Chvivim Bayin. The Mishkan and the Kelev was one of the most precious things to the Yidden. Durch them is given Ashras Hashchina Bayidin. First of all, through this was Hashem dwelled amongst the Yidden in the Mishkan, through the Mishkan. Befrat as the Mishkan vet angerufen kvi pirish Rashi b'parsha seinu, especially that the Mishkan was not called Mishkan, it was called, as Rashi tells us in our parsha, Mishkan ha'edus, the Mishkan of testimony. What does it mean? Rashi says, Edus li Yisrael, this is a testimony, a testimonial to the Yidden, Shevita lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Ego, that Hashem had forgiven them for the Ego, Sharei Hishu Shchinasa B'nei, because now he came to dwell amongst them. In other words, that he was willing to forgo the issue of the Ego. So in other words, that's even more dear to the Yidden, that the Mishkan is what tells them that Hashem has forgiven them. But the fun is noch mer muvan de chavivus in inyanim inyakol shabazeh. So from this we understand even more why it was so precious and why it's so central. The Mishkan is so central to the Yidden. But on cheta egel is given the cheta chi gadol leklali, because the sin of the egel was a great sin and it was a very fundamental sin. Which caused the greatest concealment of Hashem to the Yidden, until Hashem even wanted to destroy, God forbid, the Yidden. And it went so far that even after Hashem was willing to forgive them and he's not going to destroy them, Hashem still said that one day we'll get back to it. In other words, it wasn't it was so fundamental that even in forgiving us for it, it might come back. And the funus moving leider gisa. So from this we understand the opposite of the ego, as the Mishkan was durch im is ashra hishri shkinasa b'neim is a sa'inyan klali v'nailu me'oida. Therefore we understand that the antidote to this, the fact that he was willing to come and dwell amongst the Yidden through the Mishkan, is equally fundamental and important. Just as the Egel was that way in the negative, this is the opposite in the positive. V'meila is fashtanik as od di greisa chavivus in the Mishkan by Eibishnu by Yidden. So we understand that the great importance and the great dearness of the Mishkan by both Hashem and by the Yidden, thus is the time of the Torah rechent ois ala prate Mishkan. This is the reason, because the Mishkan is so dear to Hashem and to the Yidden, that's why he repeats it, all the details, again and again. Emol and nochemol mit ala pratim. That's why he repeats it again and again. Something so precious and so dear and so important gets repeated many times. und which we'll understand a little more later, und the time that daf Rashi don nicht mehr fahre sein, and this reason doesn't have to be explained over here, that something that's very precious gets repeated. Why? Because this already Rashi told us earlier. That was in Parsha Chayesora. There he says, first the Torah tells us all the events that happened when Eliezer, the slave of Avram, b'shayach zayin game, bringing Rivka in connection with his trip to go bring Rivka as a wife to Yitzchak. So first of all, it tells us all the details as they happened, as they unfolded. Then the Torah iber nochamol. Then the Torah repeats the entire story again. In zayin detzelnis from mishpachas Rivka, when Eliezer told over to the family of Rivka everything that had happened to him, again it goes through every detail of what happened. So is Rashi Masbir, so Rashi there explains, as das is mitzad chvivus von dem inyan, that this was because it's so precious, because as he explains, Varum Omer Rav Acha said, Yofes ichosim shel avdei oves l'fnei ha'mokim, that the talk, even just the stories, as related by the slaves of the oves, Eliezer, is so dear before Hashem, mitayrosim shel bonim, is even more dear than the Torah of the Yidden, of the children. Sharei parshas Eliezer kfula b'Torah, because the story of Eliezer relating the story that's repeated, and Eliezer was merely a slave, is repeated in the Torah in all its detail. V'har b'gufa Torah linitnu ala b'remiza, many of the principal ideas of Torah, some of the important halachas and Torah were only given in an allusion here, two words next to each other. We have to derive it. It's only hinted at, and so on. Veisman the fun. So therefore, we know from this as an inyan vas is chaviv by meibishn, that something which is dear to Hashem is the Torah. Das kaiful mit ala pratim. The Torah repeats it with all its detail. Hagam eskumen ish tzu ken chedushim in them. Even though there's nothing new in the repetition, so therefore we can apply the same in our case too, that because the Mishkan and the Kelim was such an important and fundamental and dear thing to Hashem, so therefore it's repeated in all its detail every time it comes up. But we still have to understand from this Rashi we might see the opposite, as the tam is nit shayach bin yoneinu, that this is something which is unrelated to our story, to our matter, because over there he says yofes sichosim shel avdei oves mitarosim shel banim. There it says that the story of the slaves of the oves is more important or more dear than the Torah of the children. Main toch gipshutei. The simple meaning of this is as by tarosim shel banim vas noch matan Torah, that by the Torah of the Yidden, which of course means after Matan Torah gefind mir nicht das Achvivus, we don't find such a preciousness by Hashem. Was zu lieb dem soll bei sei sein dem inne von kvule beteure, that there should be this repetition as it was by Eliezer. Die bei Schosm shel Abdei Abbas. Kemen doch nicht sagen, as ad der Hezba bei Asiyas and Mishkan was zu Terasus verbonnen. So then how are we saying, if Rashi says, in the name of Rabacha, that the speech, the talk of the slaves of the Ovis, in other words, it's related to the Ovis, is more dear than the Torah of the children. In other words, that in the Torah of the children, we're not going to find this kind of repetition. So then how is it relate? Over here, this is the Torah of the children, the story of the Mishkan. So it seems to contradict what we're saying. This can't be the reason why it's repeated. So the answer is the bir and them. The kavana from the maim of Asrashi brings yoves echosim shel avdei oves from teras shel banim. The real meaning of this phrase, that yoves the speech of the avdei oves is greater than the more dear than teras shel banim, is nisht zum madgezayd dem yisrim from avdei oves av banim. The issue, the comparison here, is not to show a contrast between the slaves of the oves and the children. That's the contrast. That's not what it is. nor arois to bring in them ilu v'chvivus l'fame from sicha l'gabeteira. The comparison is between sicha, the relating of a story, and the Torah, the teaching of a halacha. That's where the contrast is being shown. That the speech, the talk of even an eved is more dear than even the Torah of the later of the generations. The chiluk tishus ekev shuta is, what is the difference between the Torah and sicha? Torah meant hayras, tzivuyim v'dinim. Torah means teachings, less commands, halachas, was der Eibishter angesagt und was und wie zu tun. The things that Hashem told us about what we need to do and how to do it and so on. Sicha meint, what is sicha meint? Adibur was begoli upshutei is a snishken tzivuheira. It is a relation, a relating of events or something which is unconnected, doesn't seem connected to any mitzvah or lesson or teaching and so on. Nor a sipur versus mitaira matzav. It's a story which describes a situation, a pasirung, an event, a pa'ula, something that was done. It's a story relating what happened. Ukayetzver, something similar. And vidas is by Eliezer Eved Avram al pipshutei, and as it happened by Eliezer, vasarad tzel vegen Avram v'Yitzchak, that he was telling them about Avram and Yitzchak. And he told them what happened in his trip, the kfitzas aderech, the fact that the whole trip took overnight or one day, v'yazoyder eibishtartim mazbing ben Rivka, how the incredible events of how Rivka happened to be there and so on, that is exactly as he requested. So these were the stories of Avram, Yitzchak, his trip, how he met Rivka and so on. Is the Maimer Madgish. So this phrase of Rav Acha is emphasizing the Maila von Sicha, just the relation of the stories, the relating of the stories. And the Sicha afilu von Avdei Avos, that a story, even of only a slave, an Eved of the Avos, is l'famim yafu teirasam, is even more important, more dear than even the Torah, even of the Jewish people themselves. In other words, The real comparison is between the Sicha and the Torah. The fact that this Sicha was by a slave and this Torah is by the children themselves, that's another, even that kind of a Sicha is more important than Torah, even of the children. But the focus is on the comparison between the Sicha and the Torah. Well, Pisa is verstandig. Oich, in the Parshia Sholofaneinu. So based on this, we understand also in our parshas, noch the sedres truma tetzave, after the sedres of truma and tetzave, ze kumenisht ibegige. I said that wrong. And in these parshas of Vayakol Pekudei, which come after truma and tetzave, in truma and tetzave was the commands of how to do it. That's the teirotzim. But now in these parshas, they don't come to give us any new instructions or mitzvahs. Vi un vos satan, how to do it and so on, because we know all that. And vos on them voltmenes nishgivus, that we wouldn't know it if it wasn't written in parsha by Yaakov b'kodei. The Torah that tells b'protes baruch b'meisha b'no adi alat zavoyim funeibishnim veg melach zamishkan ibigigem tziyidin. Rather, the Torah tells us once again in great detail. What Hashem, that he related to them, what Hashem had told him to tell them. And then it tells us how they actually carried out all these instructions. So when this, starting from Parsha Vayakol Pekudei, these are merely relating events and happenings. The mitzvah was in Parsha Terumah Tetzaveh Kisisa. The relating of these events are just telling the story of how it was done. And since the telling of the story is about matters related to the Mishkan, is the Sazoi Chaviv, it's so dear and precious as to leave them, kumdi arichas b'chol ha-pratim. That's why the Torah repeats it again and again with all the detail and joy, so to speak, telling it again and again. In an oifim fun kfula b'teira, that it's repeated, as Rashi said over there by Eliezer, that it's repeated. Al pizeh is moving. Based on this, we can understand what Rashi brings the Parsha Chayesara, Rab Dem Shem from Balamayma Rab Acha. Now we understand why over there in Parsha Chayesara, Rashi tells us who said it. It was Rab Acha. But thus is Kimeduba Kam Pamim Salib Dam was the number from the Balamemri Gitsu Ateses Beer in Avonis Apirush. When does Rashi add the name of who he's quoting? Only if it adds something to the understanding of the of what is being said. Dorchmatik Zain Shem Rab Acha Vert Mavur the Teichem for Maimer Yavis Choshem Shalab De Aviz Vacholu. Because when we know that it was Rab Acha who said it, we understand a little better about what it means Yavis Choshem. As the Adgosha is Nishanim Yisrim from the Abde Ovis L'Gabibonim, we understand here that the comparison is not about comparing the servants of the Ovis to the children, and that's what's more Yafa, nor in the Maila from Sicha, but rather that the comparison is that the Sicha is not better, is more dear than the Torah. On the Tam V's, on the time vias as meglach as zolzayin yofas ychosim teirosam, and it gives us an understanding of the reason. How could it be that the relating of a story should be more dear and precious than Torah, than the Torah of the bonim? What does it add? What do we understand better? In mesechta yuma ved gebracht the brayse. In mesechta yuma tells a brayse toner rabbanu v'devar tobam. It was a brayse v'devar tobam, quoting the pasuk in kriyashma. You shall speak in them, and meaning in the words of Torah. So we learn from there. Bom v'loy b'tfila. This relates to Torah, but not to tefila. V'dibar to bom. Another pshat is bom yesh lach rishus l'daber v'loy b'dvarim acherim. You have permission to speak the words of Torah, but you don't have permission to speak other matters. Only bom you should speak, but not other matters. Rav Acha Omar, a third opinion is Rav Acha. He says, "V'dibarta bom, asei oisem kva va'al ta'asem arai. Make them into a fixed thing. The learning of Torah should be something fixed, and not just occasionally here and there when you have time you learn Torah." That's how he explains it. Das lechayre von dem was Rav Acha sagt, nor dem chiyuv. And since the way Rav Acha learns it, the whole what you should do and what you shouldn't do pertains within the context of Torah. When you're learning Torah, there is a way that you should learn Torah, there is a way that you shouldn't learn Torah. All within the context of Torah. But he doesn't apply the way not to do it, that what you should do is Torah, what you shouldn't do is other things. He doesn't address other things. He only keeps it within the context of Torah. V'yezokze zaynbal plukta, as the other opinions in that same braisa said, as they said, you should speak only words of Torah, but not other things. Is mashma, from this we see, as by dvarim acherim is leit Rav Acha nishchal deshlila, that Rav Acha doesn't apply this speak only in this way and not otherwise to dvarim acherim. In other words, somehow he accepts that there should be a discussion in dvarim acherim. All he keeps it is in the context of Torah. How should you learn Torah? Only in a fixed way, not in a aray. But does he accept that there should be dvarim acherim? He doesn't say anything at all about that there shouldn't be. Aber tziden kemen zogna so das Rabbi Acha is da a heter of dvarim acherim betelim. But how could that be? Could we say that Rabbi Acha somehow allows that one should speak other matters dvarim betelim? Of course, that doesn't make any sense. So what does it mean? Not the beer in them is, but rather what their meaning is. Rav Acha is madgish as ben geila divrei Torah is a chiyuv tmidiyu behechlet as zav zayin bedibarta bom unkva unishtarei. Rav Acha, of course, says he's emphasizing that in regards to divrei Torah, there has to be constant, absolute, that it should be bedibarta bom, speak in matters of Torah, and even in speaking of Torah, it should be in a very fixed way, and not in an occasional way. But when it comes to dvarim acherim, He says you can't completely dismiss that it should never take place, you should never have Dvarim Acherim, Dvarim, as Zayin Dvar, Dvarim Acherim from Sicha. Because what is Dvarim Acherim to Rav Acha? Not Dvarim Betalim. It means other matters other than Torah. What are they? The Sicha. The Sicha of the Avdei Avos, the Sicha of the story of the Mishkan, and so on. Dvarim Acherim Betalim is thus Nisht. It's not Dvarim Betalim. Siz Aber Nisht Eich Nisht Torah. But of course it isn't Torah itself. It doesn't teach anything. It's nothing new. There's no Chidushim, and so on. Das heißt, there are no lessons and teachings and mitzvahs and so on. Nor diburim usvisipurim. Binyani asoidit is, it tells a story and so on. Of course, it has an underlying message to be ma'irer. Obamela ken zayin asicha oich yofa, as asicha oich yofa, bi is asicha bozved yofa mitirasei. And therefore, Rav Acha seems to accept that speaking in the stories is also yafa, is also important. That's why he doesn't dismiss Dvarim Acherim. He says there should be Dvarim Acherim, and if there is a place that you should speak Dvarim Acherim, the Sicha, means that sometimes it overweighs even the Torah. That's why Rav Acha, we see that Rav Acha accepts that there is something else, the Torosam Shalboni, the stories of the Avos, of the Avdei Avos, and even of the Bonim are sometimes more important than Yafa from Torah itself. Aber von deswegen ist dafke benegeye Torah de tziva yasei oisam kvav al tasem arei. But as far as when should you make it kva and not arei, fixed and not occasional, that's only in regards to Torah. For him, it's selbstverständlich as far euch far chamish b'mikre, because it's self understood even for a child. As memuz alamo gedenken and b'meil chazen and redden and learnen, because a person has to always remember, and therefore the only way to remember it is if you repeat it and you say it again and again. Di hayra di v'teira vas memuz ton vas matarnish ton avayzei vayter. What's most important about Torah? What do you have to keep repeating and learn over and over in a constant way, in a fixed way, and that it's always happening, it's always being done? That's Torah itself, because that you have to know what to do. You have to know the halachas and dinim. The only way to remember it is to repeat it again and again, and therefore, that's what's kva. But what is there a place for Dvarim Acherim? Absolutely. Sometimes it's yafa. It's even better to talk the stories than the mitzvahs themselves. The explanation of this from the perspective of chassidus, from the inner dimension of Torah. In the Tzvei Sedres, v'ozveren ibegechazet ala protei ha-mishkon v'kelev, zanedo tzvei nekudus klolius. In these two Sedres, which repeat all of these details of the Mishkan, there are two general principles. Number one is the nedivus halev from the Eden. The feeling, the giving from the heart, that as the Yidden gave all the donation, was they haben gebracht, that they brought, they rushed into it, they didn't delay, alle nötige Sachen für ein Mishkan, everything that was needed for the Mishkan, und in an Eifem von der Divas Alev, and in a way that was even with great feeling, they gave it with great generosity. Bis as men hat gedarft, oisruf nal yasu oid malacha, until the call had to go out that there is no more need to bring anything, any more stuff. Once is given by Heiser, and they even had extra more than they needed. And the second point is, as the Chachme Leiv hab mekayim given Tzivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the talented artisans, as the Torah calls them, Chachme Leiv, the wise of heart, they fulfilled all those commands of Hashem and Gatom Melechas HaMishkan VeKelev, and they did all of these. The work that had to be done in the Mishkan and the Kelim, Kashet Tziva Hashem, Kecholo Shetziva Hashem, when we say Tziva Hashem as Moshe, everything that Hashem had commanded, and to Moshe. So these are the two points: how the Yidden brought it, how the people did it, the artisans did it. But Prati Yisayser, in more detail, Zetman Aiskalulus from the Tzei Oyim the Mount and the Kodesh, we see a merging, somehow merging together of these two points. How so? Oich by Avos Nidvas Hamishkan is given the Kiyum Atziva Bedugmas Eved von Eibishtem Bichli Truma Meis Kol Isha Shiyed Venu Libay. When the Yidden gave the donations, it was they because Hashem had commanded that it should be given. So in other words, even though they gave it willingly from their heart, but it was to fulfill the command of Hashem, just like when the artisans did it was kasher tziva Hashem as Moshe. They did it because Hashem had commanded Moshe. So we see the same adherence to the command on the part of the Yidden when they gave their generous donation. On the other hand, Alderel says, "Eich by the melacha from the chachmei lev is given the soy libay." Also, the work that the artisans did was done from the heart, as they were it came from the heart. So the Torah brings both of these points by both of them. Both of them did it in adherence to the command of Hashem, and they also did it from the heart. While Pisa is moving. So we see that in both of them there was both of these points that we discussed earlier, the sicha, which means the relating of the story and so on, the excitement, and then there was avdei aves, doing it as a simple servant fulfilling a command. Sicha is fabunim mit lev, a story is connected with the heart. Varim sicha is doch der inyan is atfila. Because sicha is a euphemism for tefillah, for davening. And tefillah is the chavayda shabaleven, as we know that tefillah is called a service of the heart. On the other hand, eved is madish dominion from kiyama mitzvahs. Eved means to do, to fulfill. That's the fulfillment of mitzvahs. Varam das is doch teichen inyana eved. That is, of course, what an eved does, a servant does. Mekayin tzidiya adni fulfills the command of the master. Was does sein in die zwei Unionen? And this is these two matters, Nidvas HaMishkan, the donations which came from the generous feeling of the Yidden, Nidvas HaLeifen Yidden, that Inyan HaSicha, which expresses the idea of Sicha, the telling of the story, on the Kiyam HaTzivui, the feeling of the heart, on the Kiyam HaTzivui, for Nasiyas HaMishkan, Evet. And then it has also the fulfillment of all the commands that Hashem had told Moshe to actually build the Mishkan, which brings out the Eved. And there has to be a coming together of these two aspects of a Yid's life. It's the feeling that comes together with the adherence, simple adherence to the mitzvah, as the kiyama mitzvah inyan ha'eved, that the fulfillment of the mitzvah, which brings out his status as a servant of Hashem, Dav Zayin Suzanam et Divas Halev, has to be together with the generosity of heart. And at the same time, even when you do it out of a feeling of the heart, it has to be underpinned by the fact that this is ultimately the command of Hashem, and that's why we do it.